Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Borges.
I'm Sarah C, and we're here to talk the valley.
About the valley.
What'd you think?
I liked it. What's cool?
Hey, Mikey. Who likes it? So we have... Oh, I didn't like Michelle telling Kristen and Luke they should go.
I don't ever like that. It reminds me of like when Stassi would dismiss people and it would piss me off.
And I was like, calm down, Michelle. No one, you don't even go here.
Yeah.
No one tells Kristen to leave. You're here because Kristen exists. Okay.
And I think that's like my big theme of this whole episode. You know, from beginning to end, we kind of address the same thing. And I'm not going to stand for them telling her to like, pipe down and like stay, you know, like just mind your own business, just like live your life. It's like, no, we don't want her to live her life. Like, this is what she does. You guys, why don't you? They keep on being like, we have a life, we have a child, we have a career, we have this. It's like, then what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
I liked how it was like, I don't know how to say this, but she's like, I am raising a 3-year-old, like. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had a child. Wow. It's like, yeah. So is everybody. Okay.
But actually it's like not a bad argument versus Kristen, because that actually like takes away her power a little bit. Cause she's like, oh, you're right. Like Kristen truly cares about that. So that actually bothers her. But like, yeah, to all of us watching, we're like, and?
Mm-hmm. And a job. So
it also really pissed me off. And I like, there's like times when I'm arguing with someone that I can like hold my ground, keep my cool. But when someone says like certain things, it makes me orbit where I'm just like, I don't know. I can't. But when she's like, that face is why no one feels bad. And it's like, Kristen's face is right there, and we're all looking at it. And, like, for some reason, that would have just made me go berserk.
Yeah, and it's like, you've known her for a while, but a couple years. We've known her longer.
Yes.
You cannot say that. You haven't earned the right yet.
And, like, for, you know, hardcore Kristen fans, she's been through a lot. From not getting credit, you know, on seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of everything that she did, you know, to like, and yes, the comments that she made and everything she went through. Like, we know about that too, Michelle. Like, you're coming in new. You just are.
Yes, and we held her to the fire for that. And yeah. Also differentiated.
She had a lot of consequences for that. You know, like, you want to, like, complain about your career and stuff? Like, she ruined her own career, never even got to launch her book. You know, like, there's a lot of things that, like, you don't hear her complaining about. She knows, like, that's what happened, and, you know, this is where we are.
Yeah. What do you think Kristen meant when she's like, I've done nothing but protect you? And then also center the thing like, I would never use any secrets to weaponize or against you. Don't worry. Like, that kind of sounds like, oh, you have you're telling her I could, but I'm not going to.
I'm really disappointed that they felt that they had to add this into this storyline, because I think on its own, this little fight was great. It was, we kind of got to bring up the whole reason Kristen was canceled and fired. I was like, finally, we're talking about it. And then to cheapen it by bringing in another storyline that, like, this was, like, placed in there for us to go, what else is going to happen? It was not necessary right here. And it just made the whole thing feel fake to me. And now I'm like, now this is stupid. Like, I don't like it.
I did like when Luke's like, that's it, let's go, when Jesse's like telling Kristen she needs to learn some lessons before having kids and she's not ready and she needs to grow up, and he's just like, we're done, we're out of here. Like, who the fuck are you, Jesse douchebag, to decide how ready Kristen and Luke are? Come on, look at your marriage.
Yeah,
look at their relationship versus your relationship.
I've never with my friends like looked at someone's relationship and like criticized it to like make myself feel better. You know, like I would never look at like one of our friends and be like, well, at least me and Chad aren't like that. Like, I, if I was them, I wouldn't have kids. Like, we have kids, but they shouldn't have. Like, it's like, yeah. I truly have never looked at anyone that I even know like that. I don't know. It's a really weird.
I liked that Jack stood up for Kristen saying, come on, it's not fair. We're all attacking one person. She's made mistakes. Just lighten up. I was like, okay. But then I saw producer Jax come in and go to Kristen and rile her up, like, go call Zach out. Go call him. He's a fucking liar. Go call him out. And I'm like, okay, Jax is taking this producer role very seriously.
Yeah.
He's trying to make shit happen, but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Then Janet said, the first time I heard racist came up was Kristen bringing it up. And then Luke is like, oh, no. I heard that word come up when you were on the phone with Zach, and I heard it. So he kind of called Janet out as a liar in that moment. And that's when Jax is like, Janet's like a silent killer. She likes to stir stuff up and then sit back and watch people tear it up. I'm like, oh, interesting insight, because you do spend a lot of time with Janet and have gotten to know her very well over the, you know, many years. So
yeah.
Interesting that... I know people out there have said that about her, but this is your close friend saying that about you. So we have to pay attention a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Then Michelle says, suck it up and just say you're sorry and sit down. And Kristen's like, you want me to say that no one said that? Yes, just say no one said that. It's like, well, it's already out there, and then she'd be lying. So now she's going to make herself a liar just to appease you. No. I am glad Kristen stuck her ground.
I'm glad she did, too. And like she said, like, why should she apologize for something she didn't originate? You know, like, it'd be one thing if it was her own, like, you know, theory or something and she just ran her mouth. But, like, literally someone else said it and she repeated it. So, and for her to have to take the fall as be, like, say sorry, this is your moment, own it. Like, own what?
Yeah, and she did apologize for repeating it. She's like, I shouldn't have said it. I shouldn't have repeated it. I shouldn't have said a word like that on camera. But it still doesn't change the fact that that's the truth of what was said.
I think it would have been, like, interesting to be like, everyone go around the table and say, like, what part you played in this or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
everyone, like, just say it. Say it!
They're not going to.
No.
They don't want to get canceled.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably smart not to. Probably smart to deny it. This is when Nia, as I mentioned in the last podcast, was smart enough to know she needs to exit right now.
Yeah.
She has the babysitter excuse, but I think she's like, I'm not going to be part of this. This could blow up and be a big controversy, and I don't really want to, you know. She's used to protecting her reputation, right?
The Miss California pageant thing is not going to work with that. But the other thing that I really appreciate about her on behalf of all babysitters is her leaving on time, timely, for when she said she would be home. There's nothing worse than when you're babysitting and the parents say they're going to be home at 10 and it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12:30, with not hearing anything from them. It's like, A, I might have had plans. B, like, that's rude. And C, it's not like you can fall asleep and then, like, set your alarm for when they're going to come home. They may walk in at any second and it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
So,
Jack said he just wants to do some shots, get drunk, and bitch about his wife. This is when Kristen told Zach she's disappointed in him for lying. And then Zach's like, what are you talking about? You steamrolled me, and you didn't even hold Janet to the fire when she's the culprit. And then now Zach, another great friend of Janet for many years, is the one that said she's controlling the narrative and coming out smelling like roses. So we're hearing all of these theories and angles about crafty, strategic, calculating Janet. So you have to pay attention when they're coming from her own friend base, not just the internet, you know?
Yeah.
I'm here for it because it's going to make a good show.
And then Kristen's like, Janet has a baby to protect. And Janet's like, since when do you care about that?
As she was eavesdropping.
Yes. Right. It's like side-eyeing the drama. That, like, whoever captured that screenshot was hilarious.
Yeah, because she did look all crafty and calculating, like, I'm going to walk right into this. And yeah.
Yeah.
That was brilliant camera work. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of that scene.
We go,
Brittany and Jax talk about Cruz's speech regression, and he stopped talking altogether when he used to say mama, papi, doggy. That is sad. I mean, it could just very easily be a delay. I have known a child, and he's flourishing in a very good college right now, that it was just a speech delay. But then you've also seen, like, Jacqueline on New Jersey. Remember, her son was he was playing with Melania, whatever. He was very developed and talking, and I love you, mommy, and then regressed and, like, just stopped talking as well. So there's all sorts of theories. I don't think we should weigh in on.
I just saw, like a really great update on him, too. Like, it seems like he's really flourishing as well. Yeah, so at first, I wrote in my notes, I was like, I don't like this. I'm not comfortable. I guess I see it in two ways. One, I think it's probably so positive for many people who are going through this to have someone that they can relate support. To and bring, like, early intervention, you know, things to people who maybe don't even know about it. So that's awesome. But I guess knowing what social media does and the things that are said and, you know, on these shows and about these people, like, it's just horrible. And I don't know that and Cruz is so innocent and he didn't ask for this. And, you know,
she doesn't
like for
owe
us,
anyone an explanation. It's
anyone to comment on it, it just feels really gross. But because we're recapping a show, like, this is like one of the scenes. So it just feels like a little yucky to me. But I also think he's adorable and he is so cute in his therapy. You know, it's like, I think we just keep it super light and, you know.
Yeah. And she's maybe helping a lot of people who feel alone or confused or don't know what to do.
Totally. So. And yeah. And they can share what they want to. And I have to say, one of my biggest takeaways from this episode where I was like very surprised, and I've been surprised about this, I think Jax and Brittany are great parents. I think they both seemed very involved, like, in this whole scene. When I see them out together with Cruz, I think the same thing. I think that Jax is pretty good with him, considering,
even at the,
like,
the petting zoo, when he's like, no, buddy. Like, Cruz is going to pick up some, like, sheep poop or something. And, like, Jax was watching it and caught it.
And like, there's so many dads that I know that I've seen, like, they're not even watching, you know? So, like, I feel like he's a little ahead of the game on that. So that's good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, she said their sex life has suffered and they've probably had sex twice in a year. She's like, it's like those tumbleweeds in Western movies and I'm the tumbleweed. And he's like, we've got to figure that out. If we're going to have four kids, we've already grown apart with one.
Well, and so that's, I think that this is nothing new, and I feel like they're trying to make it, like it was, like, a headline thing a couple days ago. Brittany and Jax only had sex two times this year. Like, if people were honest with themselves about what it's like to go through having a baby and how much your life changes, this is part of it, because especially when you have someone like Brittany, who is such a hands-on mom, like, it takes a while and it takes work in your marriage to stop and, like, have different, like, kind of what they're talking about. But it's like, you have to get back into your groove, figure out how things are going to work. And that's okay. Like, it doesn't need to be crazy every second, you know, like, so.
She struggled. She had such a hard pregnancy.
Yeah.
And she struggled with her bounce back.
Yeah.
And then they never had a nanny or even a babysitter, just like her mom when she would visit. So, you know, they had a lot of things contributing to that.
Yeah, and it just, it takes, like, you know, putting each other first. Like, I'm sure, like she said, like, I'll always put Cruz first, you know. And it's like, yeah, she absolutely should. But, you know, when she's setting up for Kristen and Luke's little thing, you know, she's like, I wish Jax would do something. And it's sad. It's like, time starts getting in the way of that when you're busy, you know, opening a bar and doing, you know, doing all these things they're doing. Like, that's how life is. It's not always like those young teenage years of, you know, banging eight times a day.
He wants to save the marriage more than she does, and yet he's the one that has to do the steps and he's not doing it. So it's like she's the person of action, but he's the dreamer and the romanticizer in a way, because he's like, he didn't want anyone to know. He wants her to move back in.
I think Jax really wants it all. And I do think he wants it with Brittany. But he just doesn't know how to get there without someone giving him a call time to do it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think that's where, yeah, that, like, maybe taking that love language test for Brittany. But Brittany knows how to make him happy, and he knows how to make her happy. They just have to take the time to do it. And
yeah, he needs to understand hers.
Yes.
I think she understands his just fine.
Yes.
I did notice during this scene, I think the speech therapist baby came over, and the dogs went nuts, and it reminded me of that COVID reunion when Jax's dogs wouldn't stop barking, and Andy Cohen got so annoyed. He's like, put your dogs away!
Yeah.
It is so distracting. I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and, like, this dog went crazy, like, the, you know, they do. And I'm like, it just, remember, like, Spencer and Heidi's when their kid was young, and they'd, like, have the baby screaming in the mic? It's just like, just don't. I understand, like, sometimes it's an unplanned accident, like the UPS guy comes or something. But
I know this is, like, probably, like, super unfair and shitty to say, but, like, I don't know, if I was Cruz and I'm, like, trying to, like, speak and, like, find my way and everything, it's, like, it's pretty stressful. Like, it's, like, when my kid, like, when I'm overstimulated and, like, the girls had their iPads up the other day, like, super loud, and it was, like, and I'm, like, you guys, and, like, you sound crazy, because unless you raise your voice at them, like, they won't stop. So I'm, like, I can't, and then I look like the crazy person, but it's, like, it's really hard with all of that going on. Like, I can't function.
I know those sounds.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, we talked about the secrets thing. Jesse is turned on by Michelle being stern at the party, and, like,
ew.
Your veins were popping, you were throwing chairs. It's like, she stood up. Come on. And then he's like, back in the day, she would just wear a trench coat and say, come over, and I'd rip her shorts off and I'd pour hot wax. And I'm like, hey, just no.
Yeah, TMI.
And then they say Kristen and Luke should drive back to Colorado. It's like, why don't you get off the show? She was here first.
Well, that's what they both keep on saying. Like, we have a life. We already are established. We don't need, it's like, then get off.
Yeah.
And get off with that horrible jacket, too. Well, that's coming up.
Like, your absence will not be missed at all, because there's nothing to miss. Like, she still has no personality outside of, like,
I have at this point, I have, like, not one thing to root for them. Like, they're both completely miserable already. They're not happy with each other. So, it's like, even with, like, the news of them splitting, I have, like, truly no reaction. I'm sad that their family is splitting, but that's about as far as it goes, because I'm like,
I mean, she makes Katie Maloney look like season 4 Britney. Like, bubbly and light. And
like, happy. She loves Disney princesses.
Loves everybody. It's like Katie.
I also am having, like, a major, like, I don't know, like, a moment where I'm, like, hitting my knees in my room going, what is happening with my mind and my choices right now? My favorites on the show right now are Jax and Brittany.
Yeah.
And I never thought that would be, like, I always kind of liked Brittany. Like, I didn't like how quickly everyone, like, accepted her just so easily. Like, I knew she had a dark side to her, but I kind of liked that. And then I couldn't, like, after a while, obviously her laugh and all that, like, it really got to me and I was ready to have a boundary with her. But now I'm like, I kind of vibe. Yeah. I like her.
We were overexposed for a long time. And then she got into the, it was everything Britney, and then it just got to be too much. But, you know, it is right that, like, you know, she never says a bad word about anybody. And everybody, like, literally everybody just describes her as, like, the nicest, happiest person. Like, nobody ever says anything bad about her.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, well, all right then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the time away was needed.
Yes.
You know, much like Stassi, too.
Yeah. I feel refreshed now. And like, I feel the same way about Jax. And I've had, like, people personally DM me and go, are you, you're really saying you're taking Jax's side? And I'm like, it's not that I'm taking his side. I wish that you could, like, experience what I've experienced. And then I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it. It's like explaining the wind. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a lot more careful with his sound bites, because I know we want to go back to Jax's.
I know. I was just thinking, when you were telling me that update, I was like, oh, shoot. Now he's going to be like, you can't post that.
Yeah, or he's not going to say it, which is, like, kind of the point of going to Jax's, is to catch moments like that.
He's but not going to stop.
I was curious to see him, how it'll be now that, like, their breakup is public and, like, she has gone on and said several things, and she's even said, she's like, oh, Jax is gonna get mad at me for saying this. Like, I'm just curious to see, like, the dynamic.
Yes.
But, or if it's changed, you know, I don't know. We'll see. So I guess they're just talking about the be the match and the seating and the blah blah blah. Another one, Janet loves shit talking. Oh, Kristen says, Janet loves shit-talking, planting the seed, lighting the match, and then walking away. And Kristen and Zach realize that about Janet.
Yeah.
Luke is ready to get out of this awful city whenever she's ready, but she's insisting on staying in California. But she said it doesn't have to be L.A. I was like, well, then what's the point? Because aren't you staying here for work? You're going to get work in Barstow? Or in Fresno? I guess easier commute.
Yeah, I don't know. It's turning me off a little. Like, Luke is bugging me a little bit here with his, like, elitist view on L.A., which I get. Especially if he's only been exposed to frickin' Danny and Jesse. Like, okay, it's a little douchey. Yeah.
Kyle Chan is his best friend, remember?
Yeah.
Did you know he was in the paintball, too?
I saw that.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, oh, we have a solid circle of well-grounded people in Colorado. It's like, no, the people are here, too. You're just in the wrong crowd.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it'd be like if I went to Colorado and said, I don't know, I don't want to stay here. The people aren't that great. I like it better in California. You know, it's like, that's rude. Yeah. Like, give people it's just a little off-putting. And I get this, like, underlying feeling about Luke that, like, we haven't seen him yet. Like, we've seen little glimpses. We've got little glimpses when he's gotten to these fights. We see how he's supporting Kristen, but I just feel like there's possibly another layer that we haven't seen.
Yeah. Well, seeing him, how he reacts with Jesse, was very different than how he is on his podcast. Like, he is so calm, cool, and collected, voice of reason on their podcast, and then see him just turn beet red and fury and, like, let's go, let's shake this outside, like, be like the man's man. I'm just like, whoa. Where did that come from? So those different layers are there. Yeah, you're right. We just haven't seen them all yet.
It just seems like maybe, like, he's projecting something there. Like, he feels lacking in some area. And that anger comes, it boils to the surface. And it almost seems, like, misplaced. Like, I don't know. Like, I just got this, like, I'll call it, like, a yellow flag when that happened. I was like, huh. But, yeah, I don't know. TBD, I'm watching.
He is, I mean, very interested in making these babies, though, and then the romantic apartment that it does give me pause to, like, that article you saw and I ended up seeing about the person from Colorado or whatever saying, just hold on, I'm doing this for business reasons, it'll make sense. But, like, you're not going to go into having babies if you're just using Kristen for, like, exposure or opportunities, right? Like, or are you?
Were no, you that committed? But I'm, I guess, like, my worry sensors are up because this is what Kristen does. The guys are always dickmatized by her, like 100%. And I felt like he was like low-key bragging about making a baby with her. Like he enjoys like talking about sex with her and stuff. Like, just give me 10 minutes in between and I'm good to go, babe. Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, she's leaning into that, which a lot of people do when they're dating and younger men. They're like, they're jealous because he's younger and has an active libido and he has a big dick. And it's like, no, that's not it. But maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and again, like, I totally want Kristen to be happy. But yeah, I'm just like, oh, I really hope everything works out.
Now, I know we're jumping ahead, but since we're on this, we talked about this on the last podcast, but in case you guys missed it, and this is a poll question, I do not know how Kristen walked into that apartment and did not think he was going to propose to her the way it was all set up with the rose petals, the candles, I told Holly if she had come into just a dozen roses and the massage table, she would have thought, ooh, he wants sexy night. But the way Danny and Brittany set it all up, it looked like a bachelor proposal scene. And I for sure it had to run across Kristen's mind. So I'd really like to ask her that if we see her next time. But I don't know, would that be like too...
I think that's like a casual, like you could make it casual, you know, just be like, whoa, that was so crazy. Like,
did you think he was going to propose?
If you just say it like really casually, I think it would be fine.
Okay, you say it.
Okay, I will. I'll wear my valet shirt. I'll be like, remember you gave this to me? So, by the way.
Or we could razz him about it. Like, Luke, you know, that looked like a proposal scene, right?
Have you ever banged on a massage table?
A tanning bed.
What?
And then someone turned the lights on. It was horrifying.
A tanning bed?
Not a good light. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Lights off. I highly advise because it's that blue light. You don't want to see things. It's not good.
Oh my god. Sarah,
like, turn the switch off.
That's freaking wild.
Yeah, but not a massage table.
It's very high.
And then, like, the portable ones, like, if you're shaking it too much, like, isn't it going to be, like...
Do you think she, like, put her head, like, down, like, where, you know, your head goes, and then he bent down and, like, put his penis through it?
Oh, my God. I saw something like that at a Vegas sex show. Oh, it was the coffin, and the guy's penis was coming up through a hole in the coffin.
Like a glory hole?
Yes.
I can't.
Sick. Sick shit out there. So, yeah, I kind of fell for her on that. But, yeah.
Okay. Where are we?
They go to the Ventura County Fair.
Okay, this... Again, like, I don't want to get too into it and have people say, like, you're taking it too far. But wasn't it strange the dads load them into the minivan? They drive to the fair and they're like, hey, kids, let's go look at the livestock. And then, like, they're, like, petting the sheep for a second, making a joke about a donkey. And they're like, so how's your sex life going? Like, right in front of the kids. Like, they're literally pushing their kids, and they're like, yeah, I'm not getting any. Like, it's like, I don't know. It was, like, such a shift in, like, topic.
That's true. Like, Brittany and I used to do it 3-4 times a day, and then Jesse with his, like, wax story. And
yes.
Yeah, you're right.
It was just like, huh. I mean, you know, the kids aren't really, but like other people were like, kids are a sponge at that age. Like they heard everything, I guarantee you. And it's like, I don't know. But it's just funny. But the funniest thing was when Danny was like, do you guys know your partner's, you know, love language? And Jax is like, where do we find that out? CVS. And he's like, it's a book. And he's like, what's a book?
Yeah.
He's like, I've never heard of that.
He's just not understanding it because they talked about it on their podcast, too. He's like, gifts, gifts. I give you gifts. I give you gifts. She's like, no, Jax, I'm talking about, like, you know, she's trying to explain it to him, and he just wasn't getting it.
Did she say what hers is? Like, what does she like him to do?
She said all of them.
Oh.
Which, I mean, he has a fair point. They're in the Uber to the gala. You know, they're talking about budgets. He doesn't, it's very clear he doesn't want to spend a dime on Be the Match. And he says, well, no more than two. And she's like, doesn't answer. She's like, you spend your money, I spend mine. Like, she wants to spend more. And he's like, we have a child to raise. And he's like, and you just bought two handbags.
Yes.
That's a fair point.
Remember the last time Jax was giving money at a charity and his card declined and Brittany had to pay?
Like, and he'll never let anyone forget how he matched baby Presley's.
Yes, and it was like, and it was, and it was like in front of Sherry, and she's like, "Oh no, Jax, your card declined. I want you to be my son-in-law."
I heard that it was declined at the hotel too. Again, relatable.
Remember that? Remember when Sherry was staying with Brittany in Jax's apartment, and he comes home and he's like, "There's no food here. What am I supposed to do? I can't even, you can't even make me a sandwich." Like, and he's like, "You guys are just eating me out of house and home." You know, like he's like complaining about. He's like, "You just sit around all day."
To two girls, that's a horrible thing to say. You're eating too much. And
that's
you're late.
That's when Sherry he walks in like he's probably already like sick of them, and she's like, "Did you bring me a coffee, Jax?" And he's like, "He's like, there's coffee right here." And she's like, "Well, have you got plugged into a church yet?" And he's like, "No." He's like, "And I'm not really a church type of guy." That's when it was all starting.
I'll burn alive if I enter one.
Yeah, and then she's like, "Well, I have a great church. It's a Pentecostal." And he's like, "That sounds like a cult or something."
Well, they kind of are.
Yeah. Oh, Sherry.
So, yeah, I don't know that they really... They should have highlighted, like, fair food more. Made my mouth water.
Yeah.
Anything else happen at the fair?
No, but I'm realizing, like, they're really trying to let us know that the Valley is, like, very, like, carnival-y, circus-y, bright colors, fun, because it's like, Brittany had her first theme party, that's what it was. Now they go to the fair again. It's like, okay, we get it, it's fun.
Okay, so we get to the gala, and... Luke is not going because, quote unquote, his dog was sick, if we believe that.
Okay, wait. So, were they toggling between this and Kristen and Luke, like, eating someplace by Sir?
Oh, yeah. At Soulmate next to Sir.
So he orders, like, a thing of oysters, and he orders Kristen, like, a buttermilk salad. Is that what it was? What was it? Or a butter salad.
Baby Jim.
Yes. Yeah. And then he ordered, like, chicken croquettes and, like, something else. And so, like, the waiter keeps bringing it out. And she's like, that goes to him. Like, she had this little salad and he had, like, a feast. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if she ordered anything else.
It didn't look like it. She had a drink, but that was it.
That's the shit I hate. Because, you know, like... People are speculating on Kristen. Ooh, you know, she's like, no, it's called I'm older, my metabolism changed, and she quit smoking. And it's like, that's my life. I'm eating a little salad like her, and it's like these other bitches are having fucking McDonald's and, you know, thin as a rail.
Yeah.
It's not fair. I see you, Kristen.
Yes. Okay, yeah, that's pretty much all it was. I just wanted to point out the oysters.
Well, speaking of the food, so they get to the gala, and Jax, again, very thoughtful, gives Janet, the pregnant lady, the only mac and cheese ball that comes around. He's like, here you go. And she actually is someone that loves food like that, fried, you know, declined. And then Brittany, like, ripped it out of her hand and tossed it back. And Jack is like, excuse me. And she's like, I'm hungry. He's like, we all are.
I was dying.
It's like, oh, Janet can have it, but not you, Brittany.
Yeah.
You lost your spark. You're lazy. You're sitting around eating.
She's like, I'm hungry.
I loved it. Zach apologizes to Michelle for his part. I don't know. And Zach wants to, like, make things better and facilitate an apology from Kristen to Jesse. And so she talks Jesse and Michelle into, you know, letting Kristen extend that olive branch. I don't know. I don't really care about Michelle's story of how she met Jesse, and she's the world's longest booty call. I'm like, could you deliver this with any less oomph? She's like, I have what's now called the world's longest booty call. Ha, ha.
Like, yeah. It's making so much more sense seeing her out in public, how her personality is on the show. It's like, oh, that's literally just her personality. Like, remember, yeah. Like, we couldn't figure it out. We're like, it's weird. It's like she has, like, zero enthusiasm as she's walking around or even standing up. It's like standing next to Brittany. Brittany's, like, so full of life and so animated. And then there would be Michelle next to her, like, borderline shoulder slumped down, like, with kind of, like,
tree.
Yeah. Yes. And now that I see how she, like, now we're on episode 4, it's like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, when you think about that, I have so many videos of that, too, of, like, Brittany's twisting this way, turning that way, her head, her arms are flailing, her mouth is moving, like, she's very full of energy and charismatic and talking to people and buh, 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 and then Michelle's just like, like Wednesday Addams standing in the window. Like,
yes, Wednesday Addams, that's good.
So, I guess they go to the apology, and Kristen's trying to apologize to Michelle and Jesse for repeating what she's heard, but they're not happy with that because they need her to deny it and said that she never heard it. So, again, lie. So, they're not happy. Jesse, like, throws up his arms and storms off and eye rolls. But what I thought was interesting was once he came back and Zach was like, well, Kristen, do you want to apologize to Jesse too? I felt like I'm going to throw him a bone here. His words to Kristen, he also offered an apology back. I thought they had a better exchange than Kristen and Michelle.
Me too. I was at least, I wrote down, like, at least they're trying, and they were trying to like squash this. And I liked how as they were walking up as a couple to deal with Kristen too, they were like, look, let's just stay calm, like, see what she has to say, and like let's move past this, which I appreciated because I also want to be done with this. So, and then yeah, he walked away and came back, and yeah, I was borderline impressed.
Yeah, he was like, I just want to move on, I've got enough of my own problems. I apologize for what I said to you about you. I was like, okay, who are you? And this was much nicer than Michelle's reaction.
Yeah.
Michelle's reaction was, well, Kristen, I think you need to get some help. Like, so condescending. And you could see Kristen's face, too. She's like, yeah, I've been getting therapy for 9 years. Yeah, you don't have to tell me that.
Yeah.
She just thought Michelle was very ice cold.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that either. Again, it's like, I think that, unfortunately for Michelle, we have a bigger history with Kristen than she does. And so you're going to have to kind of tread lightly, and, like, we will hold her to what she needs to be held to.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we don't, you're not going to, like, if she was thinking, if the producers were like, look, the world's going to want you to kind of be their mouthpiece in this and, like, really let her have it. It's like, we don't want you to be the one to let her have it. It's not you.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's about it.
But let's talk about my absolute favorite scene coming next week. I am dying that they're going to talk about pooping and how Michelle still poops in the lobby of a hotel instead of pooping. And she's like, that's what doors are. So, like, I can't wait to hear all about this. I know Brittany doesn't care about this, but I can't wait.
I do that, or that's not possible or it's too obvious, then I just wait and incorporate it into when you take a shower.
Do you know?
The time is your friend.
I obviously don't want to do it to my friends. Like, when we were in New York, like, I pooped in the lobby for Sarah, but that's because I knew it was going to, like, you know how it is when you're traveling. Sometimes you have, like, a little backup problem, and it's going to not be good. So I knew, I'm, like, a respectful...
No, I don't know that at all. I don't know that, like, when I was brushing my teeth. I don't know that any other... I don't know what you're talking about.
I am... Can you please tell your brushing your teeth story?
No.
Sarah, you guys have to beg her. I have a story that I will share next week that is so horrifying. You guys may have to have a barf bag near you to listen to the podcast. So fair warning, it happened to me last weekend. And, but I have to say that, really quick in regards to this, you know who is like this? I've been married to Chad for a long ass time. The mofo will not poop in front of me. He won't.
Really?
Or like that, like he will, like I'm like, just keep the door open, Chad. Like, I'm talking to you. He's like, absolutely not. He locks the door every time. Like, I've never heard him fart. I've never seen him poop. Like, he's such a weirdo about that. So I'm like, I'm so excited to see if there's other dudes out there that are like this or if it's just Chad. I don't know.
I love that.
And I can't wait to tell you guys my poop story. So I'm sure you're going to be super excited to tune into the Valley next week when we recap that episode.
I can't wait. Cool. All right.
Okay, you guys, thank you so, so much for listening and supporting us. We couldn't do this without you. Please subscribe to our podcast. Rate it 5 stars. That helps us so, so much. Liking our Instagram page or subscribing to our Instagram, also a huge way to help. And
go take the polls. You have like 1 or 2 hours left to take the
Sarah's polls.
That's
so fun. And it's like you just go through it real quick and go da 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 da. It's so fun.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.